Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Richelle Wright, and Director of Social Media here with the GPCC. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Cynthia M. Douglas, the president of the NAACP branch for the Grosse Pointe and Harper Woods. On March 14, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke at Grosse Pointe South High School. Weeks later, he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Each year on March 14th, the Grosse Pointe and Harper Wood branch honors Dr. King's visit to the Pointes. This year, the branch is hosting a town hall type event with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, the author of How to Be an Anti-Racist, as their guest speaker. We spoke more about the significance of this event and how you can learn more even if you aren't able to attend. Let's dive in. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats. We are very excited to have you. So let's dive in. Tell us about yourself and your role with the NAACP.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And it's great to be here. So I am the president of the Grosse Pointe Harper Woods NAACP. We represent all five points and Harper Woods. That's within our boundaries. So as president, my role is, of course, to direct the organization, to support the mission of the NAACP, to secure political, educational, social, economic equality, the rights of, and, you know, rights to eliminate race-based discrimination and to ensure health and well-being for all persons. It's not always about African Americans, it's about LGBTQ, it's about Indigenous people, it's about other people who feel like they, and women, of course, but it's about people and having the right to be able to live what's in the Constitution, you know, the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So my role is to guide the branch and bring issues forward that affect those individuals.
Very nice. So we're doing this podcast for a timely reason as well. So on March 14th is an important historical day here in the Pointes, and we use that day to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was wondering if you could speak to that and why we do that.
So we honor Dr. Martin Luther King on that day because March 14th was one of the last speeches, one of his last big speeches before he was assassinated. He did in 1968. He did that speech here at Grosse Pointe South. When this branch became chartered in 2015, I did not know that he spoke here in Grosse Pointe. And so when we found out, we were like, we have to do something to honor that. We have to do something to honor that legacy. And so every year since the inception of this branch, we have done that. The speech was The Other America, and it spoke about the two different Americas that exist in these United States. Basically one for the haves and one for the have-nots. And the have-nots are the marginalized people, and the other is privileged people. And at the time he was speaking about white and blacks. Mm-hmm. Okay, African Americans, and we've transitioned to a number of ethnic titles, but you know, African Americans and white people. So this date is very important, and we try to hold it on that day. It falls on a Monday this year, but we wanted to bring this focus to the community and to be able to start a dialogue. So this is a way that we can do that to honor him, to continue that dialogue that he brought to the Grosse Pointe in 1968.
Awesome. So talk about the event this year that's happening on March 14th on that Monday.
So we're excited this year that we have an opportunity to bring one of who we considered a modern day Dr. Martin Luther King. There are so many that we could choose from, but this year we decided to select Dr. Ibram Kendi to bring a message to this community. Basically, and more importantly, we wanted him to bring a message to our young people and to talk about and to lift up the voices of our young people in this area, because I've been in this for a long time. I've been doing this work for a while. And however, we have young people who have concerns and they have agendas that relate to them. Just as we were young, we had agendas that related to us. However, we didn't have the opportunities that these young people today have. So we wanted to bring that opportunity for them to lift their voices and to have meaningful conversation with someone as prominent as Dr. Kendi. When Dr. King spoke, it was children in the audience, I believe, but mostly it was adults. But this time we want to turn that. We want to turn it to our young people so that they can lift their voices and bring forth what their concerns are, because their concerns are different from mine. And we need to provide them that support. So that is why we're so excited to have Dr. Kendi here at the Ford House on the day that Dr. King spoke. This, we consider it to be just as historic and just as exciting. And we want it to be well received in this community.
Yeah. And so you've already kind of touched on a little bit, but what are some of these things that you're hoping that the audience members and people who are able to listen to it take away mostly from this event?
Well, mostly we want to, again, listen to our youth and what they have to say and the conversations that they're having around these topics. As you know, Dr. Kendi wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist. Mm-hmm. And so we've had students who've come to the NAACP and want to do this work and ask, how can we do this? So what better way to bring an expert in of this caliber? So what we want the community to take away is that this is not an easy fix. And, you know, there's somebody who always quotes, this is not a walk, it's a marathon. I mean, it's going to take a while. Change happens over time. It doesn't, you know, it takes events for change to happen. Conversations started because George Floyd, Breonna Taylor's, and others were taken away too soon and under circumstances that should not have happened. And so they started talking about how to be anti-racist, what can we do? You know, it was just horrific for us to watch, you know, George Floyd die live in front of us, you know. So people started talking, and so we keep saying, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? And then all this happened in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, with that going on. And so we have this opportunity to continue that conversation. We have an opportunity to have open dialogue. We want the community to take away that, you know, the NAACP is here to support that conversation and to be open to discussions and see how we all can work together to do the work that we need to do.
Awesome. So I know you have limited tickets left for this,
yeah.
Even by the time some people are listening to it might be even few, but
right.
Because you want this message to get out as much as possible, what are some ways that people are going to be able to possibly hear Dr. Kendi speak or learn more about this in general if they're not able to attend?
Well, it's a free event. It's a sponsored event. We have sponsors that have come out to support this because they know how important this work is. But it's free to the individuals that want to attend, especially teachers and students and administrators and counselors that are doing this work with the students. So if they want to attend, there's no charge. However, like I said, it's a sponsored event. It's free to them, but it costs us to do it. Mm-hmm. However, if you can, that's fine. If you cannot, we welcome everyone to attend, as many people as possible. If you would like to attend, you can mlk.14march2022@gmail.com. And, or you can contact the branch at gphw33aa@gmail.com. And we'll have information on our Facebook and other venues. Hopefully the chamber will put it on their website as well, so you can check there too. So yeah, those are the ways that you can do it. We have very limited seating left. People have been calling. They want to hear. They want to see how they can listen in on the conversation. And so those are the ways that we're going to do it. So we'll have students in the room with Dr. Kendi because they will be the ones asking him the questions. Mm-hmm. We wanted this to be as student focused as possible. So we're asking that the students be in the room, the main room with him. And then we're going to live stream it in another room in the same building. So the parents will be there with their children and they'll be able to listen in on the conversation in another room, because we want our students to be as comfortable as possible, to be as open as possible. So those are the ways that they can find more information about it and to register if they can, if there's some seats left.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Cynthia. We appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this, and we will put all that information in our notes as well so people can join in.
Okay, sounds good. And again, thank you for this opportunity to present this.
Thank you.
All right.